This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
What I just said. All right. Good morning, everybody. It's The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise in as well. We got a guesty show, as we like to say around here. The IHSA announced today that they are moving the high school basketball state tournament back to Champaign. Of course, it was in Champaign for, I think, 70 some years and then shifted to Peoria. I think Peoria did a wonderful job with it. They added a little bit of excitement, kind of got it back and going again. They added that fan experience there at in Peoria. And what is that? I'm about ready to say Carver Hawkeye. It's not Carver Hawkeye. Wherever that is in Peoria.
Peoria Civic Center?
That's it. Thank you. That's pretty simple, isn't it? What the heck, Lon? Why you got to make it tough? They added that fan experience that a lot of people liked. And, you know, attendance was really good for a while, and then it seemed to drop. I know I read an article from Joe Henriksen the other day, and he kind of had some numbers on that lately it's been dropping. And since they've gone to the new four classes, the attendance has been down. But the IHSA is going to try something new this year. They're going to play all of the tournaments in one weekend. And so you're going to get a Saturday full of all championship games, which will be kind of cool. And they'll start it on, I think, a Thursday. So they'll do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, leading up to the state title games. But the move here, Derek, I want to kind of bring it more to a college level a little bit. And also I want you to give your thoughts as a high school fan. You played high school basketball. I did too. I know growing up in Camargo, Illinois, I wanted nothing more, first of all, than to be at state. But number two, if I got to state, I wanted to do it on that court, on the Assembly Hall court. And that was something that I always dreamed about as a kid. I still have not to this day gotten on that court to shoot a basket. I just want to make one layup at State Farm Center now, at the old Assembly Hall, just to say I did it. Like, it's like I don't know. Surely I know enough people over there that I could just sneak in one day and just shoot a layup.
I think we get that done.
I'm not going to hurt anything, right? It's not like Busch Stadium and getting on the grass at Wrigley. But what were your thoughts? I mean, I'm excited. It did seem like the momentum was with Champaign this time. I know Jane DeLuce did a great job and her crew. She's going to join Jeremy in the morning. We're going to visit with Brett Behrens, WCIA 3 sports director, at 4:30. What were your thoughts, though, when you saw the news?
Yeah, clearly exciting for someone who lives in Champaign and covers the Illini. And I think it makes sense that that would be the destination spot for high school players to want to get to that court, the best arena. And that's not necessarily coming from a biased perspective. You just compare it to what else is around the state. And this is the state university. It's the best venue to have it, the biggest and most, you know, it's renovated, updated.
Yep.
I've heard a lot of great things. Clearly, I wasn't old enough, or it was 95 and the last time it was played at what was then the Assembly Hall. Don't remember that, but it seemed like, clearly, we know how passionate Illini fans or just people are about basketball around this area. So for that to come back, and there's been a high interest in that happening here since they had a bid in 2015, and this goes in successfully. To your point, or what you said about Peoria, they definitely care about it over there.
Yeah, they do.
They did a pretty good job. You mentioned the March Madness fan experience, especially for, I remember being a kid going over there, and you could do like three-point contests, and they did a very good job in making that appealing.
Right.
But to get it back on the State Farm Center court in Champaign and, again, in that venue, and for Illinois, why wouldn't you want that to be the destination for the top players, the top teams and programs in the state to get to your campus? That is obviously something that they got to be excited about.
The problem with us, Derek, is that we're right next to the equator. We are right here in Champaign-Urbana, right? So obviously we're going to look at this bias and say that it should be here. But I'm just thinking, like, you know, when I was down in Carbondale, let's say for school, I mean, I even heard people down in that area say I'd be cool to play at Assembly Hall, which it was back then. And I assume for some up in Chicago as well. I mean, the deal is Illinois basketball itself is the premier college basketball team in the state of Illinois. There's no doubt. There's nobody close to that. I love Redbird Arena. I think Illinois State's done a wonderful job with that. SIU has redone their arena down at, it's now the Banterra Center. Used to be SIU or SIU Arena forever. Still kind of is to me. And, you know, they've done some great things, but obviously they're too far south.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois
Northwestern just
Northwestern
did
redid. Yeah, so, I mean,
their place.
There's a lot of solid arenas, but nothing compares to the State Farm Center now. And just the iconic, I mean, I was one, me and or Sean Arrington and I both were ones that just said, if you're going to do $170 million, then just build a new arena. I think you were the same way. And I was one that just thought, you know what, the Assembly Hall had its day. Now let's move to a new arena, because I've been in places like Kohl Center and you see how cool that is. But yet there still is
I still like the spaceship.
Yeah, and that's true. And there still is a little bit of that with it, you know, and the fact that you walk up, as you walk up to that place, it's iconic. And so for a high school player going to play in a state tournament, I think that's a cool thing to do. And of course, part of the reason they lost it, I know, is, you know, hotels and restaurants. And but, you know, downtown Champaign now is completely redone. There's more hotels now than ever. And I know that that the group that kind of got this and did this to get it here really probably had a lot of talks with, with the hotels saying, look, you know, you can't be price gouging. You can't be doing this. You can't be doing that. And I'm sure that was part of it, because Peoria kind of opened their doors and said, we'll do whatever you want. But I'm happy for it. I'm excited that it's back. I can recall now when Brandon Paul and Joseph Bertrand and those guys, that was more of a one day. I think the News Gazette did like a one day tournament.
Shoot out at the hall.
And I remember going to watch. Yeah. I remember going to watch Bertrand and Paul and I think DJ Richardson as well. I think all three of them played the same day and all three we knew were coming to Illinois. And that's exciting. So for an Illinois fan, and again, we're close to the equator. So we're right here. We, of course, are going to be excited about this. But if you told me that Adam Miller last year was going to play a game at State Farm Center in high school and he hadn't yet committed to Illinois, I guarantee you that place is going to be really happening and hopping. And a lot of Illini fans are really going to be showing them love. And I think that's something that, Brad Underwood and the staff can really build on for the next few years.
Yeah, from that aspect, it makes a lot of sense and clearly is going to help getting players on campus. And again, that's not to say that they wouldn't take a visit here or come to a game here in general. But yeah, just players like to play on the biggest of stages. And as you mentioned, as we've already talked about here through the first couple of minutes, that's the biggest stage in the state of Illinois.
Yep.
And that's why a lot of people say that's where it should be. And look, there's history behind it. The fact that it was there for 77 years. And no, they may not remember when Nick Anderson was playing and Simeon was coming down here and all those other teams, King and whatnot. But there's going to be fans in those stands.
Right.
There's going to be passion. There's going to be a lot of excitement. So, yeah, from the Illinois recruiting aspect of if you build your program up and get it going in the right direction, get it back to a tier that it's been and where a lot of people think it's supposed to be, if then players come and play on that floor, it's going to mean a lot and kind of mesh with the relationship or just kind of the status you have in the state. But as far as just the overall experience, like you mentioned with downtown campuses.
Yeah.
I mean, even since I've graduated, you look down Green Street and all that's new down there and restaurant wise. So I think overall Champaign got very aggressive in what they're trying to do and offer. And obviously they were the best choice.
We'll hear from Brett Behrens again at 4:30, get his view of this from WCIA. Shout out to Villa Grove High School, 1923 state champs, won it at Huff Hall. So they used to do it at Huff and then of course switched over to Assembly Hall then. But I had a unique perspective when I got to college at SIU. I had a buddy, Chris Fritz, whose Beardstown team had just played at Assembly Hall in the state finals. I had a buddy from St. Elmo. They also had played at Assembly Hall that same year as all 1988. And I remember talking to those guys, you know, because Beardstown and St. Elmo, a little bit further away than what I was, they would come to a game on occasion, but certainly never, you know, not like I did, with able to go to games, you know, 10 miles away, essentially. And I always remember them talking about it in college, about how cool that experience was, how something they'll never forget. They'll never forget taking that court and playing on the same court as, like, the Flying Illini and such. Like,
yeah.
Of course, that had happened right before then. But certainly some great stars that had played at the University of Illinois. And when you think Johnny Red Kerr played there and, you know, just, I mean, all these great players, Witherspoon, all these great players in the past that played there. And to say that you also played at State Farm Center now, I think that's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
So Brett Barron's at 4:30. Mike Claiborne is going to join us at 5:05. You saw Claibs a few times. He looks good, man. Saw him last. I thought it was ironic, and this is the first question I'm going to ask him. Claibs, the thing that everybody knows about Mike is that he always uses Flag Day as the day where he then determines if the Cardinals are going to be any good. And he's always said that. He's like, hey, let's just look, it's early. Let's wait till Flag Day. What is that? June 13th, I believe. Wait till Flag Day, and then I'll let you know if I think my team's got a shot. Well, it was ironic, and I don't even know if you noticed it, but behind him when they were doing the interview was an American flag blowing. And I thought, I'm like, I doubt ESPN did that on purpose, but I thought that was pretty cool. So we'll talk to Claibs at 5:05 about that. I want to get your thoughts on the show. And then Chris Block at 5:30, horse racing. What is going on with horse racing? Did you know? Did you, the listener, know they just had the first leg of the Triple Crown? It was this weekend, this past weekend. And usually that is the Kentucky Derby. Leading us into the Triple Crown, the hubbub of the Kentucky Derby, all everything that goes with it, the pageantry of all of it. And this year, of course, because of the pandemic, they had to shift things around. So the Belmont went first. We'll ask Chris about that.
I was wrong. I told you at the end of last week. Belmont's actually this upcoming weekend.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. I thought it was this past weekend.
Yeah, see, I thought that too.
Oh, well, you know what? Then I misread that too. That's my fault as well. So the Belmont, see, that's how much I didn't even pay attention this weekend.
They've started races up again at Belmont, but the Belmont Stakes is going to be this upcoming weekend.
All right, well, that's perfect for Chris then. We'll ask him about who's going to win it because like you, the listener, and my point was, did you know that? Because I didn't, and I still don't. I still thought that it had actually occurred, and then I didn't do any checking on that to see who won. But the point is, I have zero interest right now in this because it just, and we should right now. I mean, horse racing, the Belmont, a Triple Crown, a sporting event should be on the top of our minds, but I don't know that it really is except for maybe gamblers. And so we'll approach that with Chris, kind of ask him about that because I know you can still gamble on horse racing. And certainly that is an area that helps Chris with his Block Racing stables and all the stables around the country. But we'll see. We'll see how things have changed, and we'll do that with Chris Block at 5:30. I have to mention the Kyrie Irving stuff with the NBA. That came out this weekend. Yes. That Kyrie basically had 2 points that of why they shouldn't bring the NBA back right now. Number one, the health of the players with the COVID-19, and that's something you can't argue with. That is something that we obviously as humans understand that these guys are out there, but for a lot of us that work every day and do that, then we're not as sympathetic for that, but certainly that is something you have to take into account and have to respect. The other thing that Kyrie talked about is that playing basketball now, he thinks, would take the focus off on what is happening in America right now with the protests and such and the fact that they're trying to get the Black Lives Matter really out there. And, of course, they've been doing this for a while, and he feels as though the NBA would be a distraction away from that and would take a lot of the people that are focused on that and learning from it, and we're listening, right? That is what they have been saying, you know, listen, and that's what we're doing, but he feels like that will now take away, and I could see how that might be the case in terms of being distracted, Derek, with basketball games instead of watching protests or instead of really understanding what's going on. All of a sudden, it's like, well, wait a minute, I've been watching that for a month. There's an NBA basketball game on. I'm watching that tonight. So I know it's a touchy subject. It's tricky for especially you and I. But certainly, you know, Kyrie came out. He's got every right to come out and say that. He was supported by a few people as well inside the union. It'll be interesting to see. And it's just another one that, you know, you have to watch the immediate response to that. Because your immediate response to that is, come on, man, we need sports. We need sports so bad. Then you take a step back and say, okay, I see where he's going, I guess.
Yeah, in terms of it being a distraction, there is some, obviously, validity to that point, just like baseball was a distraction after 9/11, and that was something that people were allowed to rally around and really the country to take their mind off of all that was going on, but I think it's also could be used as a platform.
I agree with you.
Where you would see players and obviously people that everybody looks up to, and just the attention there for those players then to have that weight on their shoulders to have their shows of, you know, their message, their unity.
However they want to do it.
Change, whatever, right. However they want to do it. Whether it's taking a knee.
Yep.
Or just expressing a message that things need to change. Basketball could then help to, you know, spread that message.
I agree.
And I think that they would have that opportunity. I also want to hear it from somebody, and you mentioned it there, that other players have come out in support of Kyrie. Kyrie does get the eye roll, number one, just based on the credibility of the earth is flat and some of the stuff that Kyrie said in the past.
Right.
Also, he has no stake in coming back and playing because he's hurt.
He's hurt.
He's not going to play in the playoffs. Is LeBron thinking this? Is LeBron like, okay, I'm cool with not playing at
mm-hmm,
all?
Mm-hmm.
I think, again, and it's multi-layered. It is complicated. There are different things going on here. For him to say health and then to say distraction, I get that. But just purely from a distraction standpoint, I think there is an opportunity there for it to be a distraction, but also something that continues to further the conversation, something that continues to give a platform to African Americans to, in a, I don't know if role model is necessarily correct, but someone that people look up to, then to spread the message and have unity across the league.
Trevor, it's a wildly popular sport. I mean, the NBA is incredibly popular along all lines of humans. I agree with Derek. I mean, I think that, and I could understand where Kyrie's coming from in the terms of, okay, what we're watching every night is we're seeing, why are they doing this in Atlanta? Why are they doing this in Minneapolis? Why are there protests here and there? So we're understanding that. But I agree with Trevor in the sense that you could also use that as a platform, and I think that's something that the players could do.
Well, I would say two things. One, I feel like I don't know how the NBA could necessarily harm this, in the sense that I think back to Donald Sterling,
mm-hmm.
and when that came out, I mean, they didn't take a break from basketball. They all wore the shirts in warm-ups, and that seemed to do nothing but elevate the message, sure. in my opinion. And again, I'm not on the front lines of this. You know, I support it, but I'm not the one out there picketing, and it's not affecting me personally.
Absolutely.
So I can't speak to it in a way that someone like an African-American like Kyrie Irving could. But I just feel like there's been plenty of examples of social issues that the NBA has only elevated the platform for because there's cameras on them,
sure.
because they can wear those shirts that say I can't breathe in warm-ups or whatever they want. And then I would also say that the part where he lost me was just that part of the quote I get, but then he goes into this thing about how there's something fishy about it being in Orlando and there's some systemic problem in the NBA about how it's racist that they're making them come back. That's where I'm like, what?
Right.
There's something fishy about Orlando? What does that mean?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, unless that's, again, something we don't know and don't understand.
There isn't.
So, I mean, yeah, that's
just
the thing.
It felt like there was a point in there, but he kind of took it to this degree of, like, the NBA is systematically trying to destroy all black people or something. Like, that's where I'm like, what are you talking about?
Because didn't he say, like, maybe 20 players are actually getting paid?
What he said. Yeah, he said it's
129.
Like that.
That's what Isaac Trotter tweeted.
Yeah, well, I mean, so I think there's over 100 players that are making $10 million.
Not making the big money. Still, you can make less than $10 million and be making money.
Oh!
If you don't come back, it's going to take out of people's pockets. And look, it's a predominantly black league.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't come back, you're taking away opportunities not only to win a title, but to make money. And I think the NBA in the past, as Trevor just said, hasn't necessarily backed away. They've done the best job, I think, of showing,
yes,
of allowing players to get their messages out.
I totally agree.
So I don't know why they would back down from that. And this may not be a fair comparison, but to go back to 9/11 with baseball, it's not like when they played baseball, they're like, well, you know what? Now we don't really care about terrorism.
Right. No, that's fair. That's a great analogy. I think that's a great analogy. I think we needed that. Whatever you thought of George Bush as president back then, if you didn't have goosebumps when he went out on that pitcher's mound and threw a strike, and you know, then you were just like, America, baby, here we go. And I feel like that could be something, a rallying cry for sure. And the other thing we don't know is if they don't play, how much does that hurt you down the road? Which segues me into the next sport. We don't have sports to talk about, but we do have sports to talk about, just not what we want to talk about. Rob Manfred came out today, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, and essentially said that he's worried that now he doesn't know if they're going to be able to do this with baseball. And, of course, if this country ever needed baseball, it's right now, like it did after 9/11. And now all of a sudden comes from a guy that just recently had said, we're going to play.
Rob won. On there is the five-second clip of him saying there's a 100% chance there's baseball.
Okay, so this was what he said last week. Major League Baseball draft time.
And lastly, the percent of a chance we're playing Major League Baseball this year.
100%.
There you go. And now today he says he's really worried about playing baseball. Derek has a headache from this.
I can't, man. I just can't anymore.
He has a headache from this. It's weird to not have baseball right now. It's even stranger to think that we could and they're not. It would be one thing, I think, if it was just COVID-19 that was stopping this from happening. And I know that's a factor for the players. I totally get that. And I respect that. But that's not the number one. That's like third or fourth on the list.
It's not controlling the red light, green light.
No. That's exactly right.
It's not
right.
The reason.
Nope.
It's not what's driving this whole conversation. And that's, I texted you guys on Saturday when you have the NBA conversation now about all this and then baseball not going anywhere.
No.
And we come in here each and every week waiting for an update or something to talk about there, and it's not there. I don't know, dude.
I think your quote was, I'm ready for this
vacation.
I'm ready
for the vacation, which we're taking next week.
And you know all hell is going to break loose. Baseball will come
perfect.
Back.
If that's what... The sporting world for us to step away.
We have joked for 10 years that when I leave the state of Illinois, when I take a vacation and leave the state of Illinois, something happens. Either Illinois lands a big recruit or just whatever. Something happens. Well, guess what? I'm taking one for the team. I'm leaving the state, and I can't wait to see baseball come back.
Oh, you're really taking one for the team by going on a week-long vacation. Yeah.
I cannot wait to unplug from the sports world. And that's sad, but I'm tired of sitting here trying to figure out, will they come back or won't they? Will this team or will this league come back or won't this league? Is hockey ready to come back? Are they not? PGA play. PGA, by the way, had a tournament this weekend. Interesting tournament. Two mislit putts out there. NASCAR ran again yesterday in Homestead. And, you know, it's nice to see activity. It makes you feel normal. If that's what your normalcy is your entire life, that's what you're used to. It's like retiring. I haven't done it yet, but when you talk to people that have retired, the thing they can't stand about it is now it's not a normal day for them. They're used to getting up. They're used to eating breakfast. They're used to showering. They're used to going to work. They're used to visiting with people. Now all of a sudden they got all day to do whatever. And it's not normal, and it takes time to get used to it. The thing that these leagues have to hope for is that it doesn't take enough time to where we get used to it. Now, guys like us aren't going to get used to it. We're always going to want to watch the Cardinals or the Cubs or any baseball for that matter. I'm always going to want to watch playoff hockey. I'm always going to want to see a little bit of the NBA Finals. But we're getting used to it. We're figuring out other things to do right now. And it's
doesn't like, mean it's always pleasant.
No, it isn't. There are definitely painful moments in there. It's like I've always said this, and apologies to all dentists because thank God you're there. We'd be Tom Hanks on Castaway. But, you know, it's like going to the dentist. It's not pleasant. You're just like the whole time. It's like the night before you're like, oh, I got to go to the dentist tomorrow. And then it's like, you know what? It's something that you have to do. And right now I feel like that analogy leads me to this. Like I want to watch a game tonight. That's what I want more than anything. And guess what, Derek? I can't get it. I cannot force the players to go out and play a game tonight.
I know.
And it's frustrating. And now, so I'll mow the yard. I'll figure out something else to do again without sitting on my lazy butt and watching the St. Louis Cardinals play baseball tonight. It's frustrating.
I know, but I'm to the point where every new update, if there's an article, there's Jeff Passan talking on it, I have no energy for it because I've heard it all. I'm not expecting it to go anywhere. I'm to the point now of apathetic. Tell me when they're coming back.
Yep, and then you're ready.
I'm angry.
Yep.
And I got no optimistic, okay, here's what it's going to look like type, break it down. I don't know.
Yeah.
They've had plenty of time.
Yep, I agree. All right, we're running late. We got to catch a break. Brett Behrens, WCIA 3 Sports Director, joining us next. Mike Claiborne, top of the hour, 5 o'clock. To join us about the, we didn't even talk about the document. We'll talk about that. I was mad at Trevor last night. And Chris Block, horse racing, we're going to visit with him at 5:30. A lot to do, including Brett next. We'll get to it then. It's The Drive.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
My old washing machine needs another repair. Let me rephrase that. My 3-year-old washer needs repaired again. I'm beyond frustrated. This was not a cheap washer. All I've had is issues and parts are hard to get. Does anyone make a quality washing machine anymore?
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has just what you're looking for.
What is it?
You need a Speed Queen.
Speed Queen? I've heard of those. Aren't they in laundromats?
At Dick Van Dyke, we have Speed Queen washers made for residential use. They are built to last with metal parts, not cheap plastic. Best of all, they're built in the USA. In fact, right here in the Midwest.
Perfect. So, if I do need a repair, it's easy to get. Does it have the Dick Van Dyke 10-year protection plan?
That's right. And Speed Queen is in stock and on sale now at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Game Day Spirits Father's Day sale is now live. From now until Father's Day, take advantage of 20% off all polos and hats. That's all polos and hats. Great brands such as Nike, Tommy Bahama, and more on sale. Deals available online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com or in person at the corner of Neil and Kirby in Champaign. Get your father something he's guaranteed to like this Father's Day at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. Game Day Spirit.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost-plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
Hey Illini fans, now at Jet's Pizza, you can choose between a small salad, any classic sub, Jet spread with dipping sauce, a medium one-topping hand-tossed round pizza, or a small one-topping Detroit-style pizza. Pick any two or more and get each for $6.49. That's right, pick two or more for just $6.49. Promo code PCK2. Pick two or more for $6.49 each, and contactless delivery is a deal that can't be beat. Jet's, better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Got a couple good texts coming in. Jason from Iowa said, with MLB not playing this year, it will greatly damage the sport. With the ratings already going down year by year, don't see how baseball rebounds from this. MLB had the perfect chance to start a major sport before everyone else, and they're blowing it. Also, Bill from Troy, this is directed.
He knows my life.
He does. He totally does. Bill says, and Bill and I are basically the same age, I'm sympathetic to people in Derek's life situation. I have two small kids. I can take the boy to the driving range, golf course, batting cages, whatever. Kids go to bed. We stream a show for an hour and a half, go to bed. If I was 20 years younger and single, I'd be bored out of my mind and likely losing all my money on online poker. You shifted the very
I
end
said
to say,
if you sub out online poker for German soccer, you pegged me perfectly.
Have you become an expert yet at German soccer?
It was a good weekend this past weekend.
Really?
Actually. Yeah, it was.
Okay, I got to hear more about it. Is Premier League going?
This week.
Okay, so we got Premier League. We got Belmont. Got a lot of things. They're slowly getting back. And we did hear some good news. We're thinking too negatively. What? That's not even a word. Too much negativity is what we're thinking lately, but we got some positive news today for people around the Champaign-Urbana area. Brett Behrens, WCIA 3 Sports Director, joins us. How are you, buddy?
Doing great. Glad to see you're putting that SIU education to good use, Lon, with the negatively, whatever that word was.
I learned that.
We Salukis stand proud.
Right. Isn't that true?
We don't even know our school song.
Oh.
That's all the words we know.
Oh, man. I did tweet it out the other day. They had a bunch of alumni on Zoom, alumni band on Zoom, doing the school song, and it didn't take me long to kind of start humming it. I was like, all right, I kind of remember this. Hey, speaking
of... You know the words?
No, I don't know the whole words, but I know the jingle. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, but the words are Go Southern Go. That's all the words we know.
That's it. That's totally it at that point. Speaking of Southern, you finally got rid of Craig Choate. Man, took you a while.
I'm happy
kidding.
For him. He's doing great.
I'm kidding. That was big news for you guys, obviously. Craig, a wonderful addition to Channel 3 back in the day, and it did wonderful work around here. I know all the coaches and the athletes really enjoyed him. That is definitely a shift when you lose somebody out of a sports department. I know that, you know, we, the viewers, we take it as a bit of a shift because it's like, oh, man, I'm used to watching him. But when you're working with him on a daily basis, I know it's not easy to do, is it?
No, it's all good. You know, I like to always say we take our job seriously, but we like to have a lot of fun too.
Amen.
And for Craig, sometimes maybe he was on the butting end of the joke. You could ask Anise McEwen about that, but you know, we had fun and I hope that he enjoyed his time here. I know that he did and we're going to miss him.
Absolutely. All right. Big news of the day. Champaign-Urbana is getting the IHSA state basketball tournament back. Did you feel like I did that it was going to happen this way? Did you feel like the momentum was with Champaign? And when it happened, what were your thoughts?
It's been building towards this for a long time. It didn't shock me at all. I would have been completely blown out of the water if it would have gone to Peoria today. I just feel like all the stars have been aligning for a long time to get to this. And Craig Anderson on his teleconference just a short time ago said that, you know, they didn't change the format just for Champaign. But when you start to think about it, so that if you're not fully aware, like the state basketball format is changing. So it's all going to be on one weekend now instead of on two weekends. Class 1 and 2A have been the first weekend for the past, I don't know, decade plus.
Yeah.
The 3 and 4A have been on the second weekend. Now it's all going to be combined into one. You're going to have a championship Saturday with all four state championship games on one day. I think it's going to be phenomenal. It lines up perfectly to come to a venue like Champaign that's bigger, I think more renovated. That was a huge factor for the IHSA. That State Farm Center looks new. It's renovated. It's the state's best venue for college basketball.
Sure.
And so all of those things, I think, played into that. But for Champaign and State Farm Center, I don't think they were willing to give up two weekends because that's right in the middle of Big Ten season and everything else. So I just think all of this had been aligning for a long time, and I'm happy that it's in Champaign because I think they're going to do a really nice job.
You said it there, Brett. It just seemed like it is the best stage for basketball in the state. And you and I have both been over to Peoria, and they had done a good job,
sure.
And the fan experience is always very good. But curious, and this probably is an obvious answer here, but just the aggressiveness that Illinois showed, Josh Whitman, and then just Champaign to try to bring it back. What do you think? What do you make of that, or just kind of why was it so important to get it back to Champaign?
I think that's the biggest thing, Derek, is that they all came together. And Jane DeLuce, who's the president and CEO of Visit Champaign, was super aggressive on this. It's the last time that they put the bid in back in 2015. State Farm Center was in shambles at that point. I mean, they're renovating it. You know, she called it a dust bowl. I mean, there's just all sorts of stuff. They were selling a vision then.
Right.
Now they can sell a finished product this time. And I think that played wonders into their bid process. They had the IHSA crew here, the whole, you know, team at a game. I don't remember what game it was this past season, but they announced them on the video board. I mean, they had full buy-in from Josh Whitman, from Brad Underwood, who said on the teleconference just a short time ago that, you know, this is so important to him to have it here. And from a recruiting standpoint, absolutely. I mean, you're getting free visits essentially from these players, you know, up and comers, maybe guys that are already committed to your program or whatever else. I mean, I think this is huge for Illinois. So when you have that buy-in, both from the Champaign community, from the U of I, and also the hotels, because look, I mean, Jane DeLuce said that hotels didn't have anything to do with the tournament leaving or like coming back or whatever else. But we all know that they jacked the rates for the hotels back in the early 90s.
Correct.
And I guess they have that right. But like that played a huge part for people not wanting to come or whatever else. If I have to get a 3-night minimum in a hotel that's $250 in 1993, you know, maybe that sways some people the opposite way. And sure. So for me, the fact that they were able to get 13 area hotels to lock in prices for that weekend for the next 3 years shows a lot to me that they were all bought in and all on the same page.
Brett, I want to follow up on the recruiting angle. How much are you buying into that advantage? Are you saying that if John Gross was hugging Jordan Goodwin in Champaign after a state title instead of Peoria, he would have came to Illinois? Is it, could that happen?
I mean, it's a free visit, right? That's
sure,
how I
yeah.
view it. If
yeah,
you get cool. to be in the locker room, and maybe Gross can have a, hey, can you put, you know, his team in our locker room or whatever else, sure. you know, put fill in the name player or whatever else in there, because one of those teams for each class is going to share the same locker room as Illinois, you know, and I'm not naive enough to think that if there's a big time recruit that Underwood's not going to say, hey, can you put them in our locker room or, you know, give them the tour or whatever else.
Amen.
I mean, for me, it's just like a free visit. That's how I view it. So, yeah, I mean, could it have an effect? Absolutely.
Brett, I think it'll be pretty cool, and especially for us in the sports media world, to have a championship Saturday and to have 3 days of nonstop basketball from both the 1A through the 4A level. I think that will be something that I know, like for you guys, usually you have, you know, usually a spattering, if you will, of area teams that are playing. Sometimes maybe a 2A you miss out or a 3A you miss out. But when it comes to the 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, you might have a lot of local teams. And for you guys in the TV world or News Gazette or, you know, just some of the local media, that's going to be awesome to cover.
Yeah, and that championship Saturday is what really gets me excited about this coming year. And it would have been the same if it was at Peoria, right? Like, they made these changes. They announced it last year, well before this bid was due or anything else. But it's exciting to me that they're building towards that. They're making this more of an event. And so Peoria had this March Madness experience for kids and all of that kind of stuff. The IHSA has made it clear, and in the bid from Champaign and the U of I, that they want the focus to be on the games, and they're trying to bring it back to the games and back to, you know, the 12, 13, 14,000 people that were at Assembly Hall back in the day. Now, are they going to get that? I don't see 14,000 people here again. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I just think there's too many other interests. There's other ways to watch it now. I mean, think of all the recruits. You know, I mean, 20 years ago, Lon, I'm going to date you here, but without Twitter or largely the internet or anything else, like, you know, you came to see these players. You'd heard about them, you
yes,
read about
you
them
did.
In the paper or whatever else, and you wanted to see those players. I think it's just a different age now, and so you're not going to have quite that same thing. But, you know, they're hoping to bring some excitement, and I would expect a big-time increase in attendance, at least for these first couple of years, and then we'll see. I also don't see the IHSA moving it. Like, this bid's only 3 years. The last bid was five. I find that curious a little bit, why this was only a three-year bid. But I think the IHSA's in Champaign for, you know, the foreseeable future here. I don't see it moving again in 3 years unless it just goes catastrophically wrong, which I don't expect that.
Learning a lot from Brett Behrens, WCIA 3 sports director. This is the only time that I'll honestly say this and mean it. The economic impact of something like this, it does make a difference here. And obviously, Brett, with the way that downtown Champaign has changed its look, I know Urbana's got wonderful restaurants as well. I mean, it's just more inviting now for fans from not this area to come down and have plenty of things to do.
I agree. Jane DeLuce said about $4 million on the economic impact. She
yes!
said that, Lon, and I instantly thought of you. So, you know, you've got that going for you, which is nice.
Where's Harry?
But yes.
Where's Harry Black for that opening shot of your segment where you put a basketball outside a hotel? And just that open-it static shot of just a basketball sitting there. That's what Harry always loved.
Oh, man. I try and avoid those cliche openers. I got to get a little creative on now. But I think the economic impact is huge, and it should certainly provide a boost. The other thing that they did, and I didn't mention this prior, in moving and shifting the schedule, they moved it back a weekend. So it's not going to be on the NCAA first weekend
nice.
Of March Madness. I think that helps, too. Look, if you were telling me that you have an option to go watch March Madness from the college game or the March Madness from high school and Illinois State basketball, high school-wise, I'm picking NCAA, sorry.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And so I think by moving this up, it'll now be on the Big Ten conference weekend. I think that'll really help.
Well, any insider news on Iowa? We'll take it.
Yeah, you got your scoops.
Are we holding
there.
Our breath?
I don't have this was my scoops today, so I don't have any news on Io. What do you guys think? Yeah. Coming back?
I've worn out Derek on this, so I had to wear somebody else out. I think. I won't speak for Derek, but I think we all kind of are in the same boat,
he
right?
He tweeted out a date that I think lines up with the NBA draft over the weekend, so that seems to be...
That's not good.
Not surprising.
That's not good. Well, listen...
I'll say this. When the season ended, I said there's a 99.8% chance he's going pro.
Mm-hmm.
And I've wavered on that a little bit, just with everything going on, but I think my number's down to about 95% now.
Okay.
Does that tell you anything?
Well, you're telling me I got a chance. Like the Dumb and Dumber. That's exactly like what you're telling me. Hey, listen, Brett, I know you guys will be all over this story about the IHSA state basketball tournament returning to this area. So look forward to watching that tonight. I assume you'll have all sorts of coverage, both in the news and sports area.
Yeah, that's right. I'm on at 5 here in just a couple of minutes, be on at 6. And Marley talked to a couple coaches today.
Sweet.
Tim Lavin from Centennial won a state title. And Cody Rinker down at Effingham St. Anthony, which I know is out of your guys' area, but it's in our area. And they both said this is big for them because, you know, they grew up wanting to come to Assembly Hall then. And Cody actually played. He was on the SIUE team in 2009. So he got to play at Assembly Hall. And so for him, you know, if he could maybe get back at some point to State Farm Center and win a title there, he thought, you know, that'd be really cool. So that's coming up tonight at 6.
We're giving you 13 minutes to go get your makeup on, my friend. Thank you for everything.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Brett Behrens, WCIA 3 Sports Director. I hope everybody knows I was kidding about Craig Choate. I miss Craig. I liked especially, of course, I just miss sports, basically, but it's fun, and I can speak to someone in the TV world that I always said that I never developed. I have a couple of buddies that are really, really, really close buddies. Other than that, I just kept away. I mean, I was friends with everybody. I was happy with, you know, I joked around. But it's just, it's an ever-evolving business to where people are moving on for the better, whether it's out of the industry like I did and like Craig did, or whether it's moving on to another station.
Yep.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard because you sit there and you work every day essentially with somebody for 2 or 3 or 4 years, and then it's like, hey, I'm leaving next Tuesday, and I'm gone. And it's like, okay, well, it's good to see you. All right, Trevor Valise, thanks to Jeremy, I think, right? Jeremy sent these down. Like, I literally am picturing him sending these down from up north.
Yeah, the tapes drove from 57 down, and we just got them.
Carrier pigeon they are now in our system.
We had Hans meet him halfway. He hustled him back. Listen, this is how we used to have to do it, right? When high school football coaches would try to get game tape of their first-round opponent in the playoffs, they'd have to meet halfway and exchange game tape. It was so funny. So today, Brad Underwood and Josh Whitman both spoke on the fact that basketball is coming, the state basketball tournament coming back to Champaign. We start with the head coach, Brad Underwood.
The great thing's not just for our program, but for high school programs around the state, for the university, and for the Champaign-Urbana community. I'm old school. The fact I really believe it belongs on a college campus. I think it's when I think of Illini basketball, it's what I remember. I remember the old Assembly Hall being packed and everybody coming and seeing families and yet some of the greatest players in high school ranks have been able to come to Champaign and the University of Illinois and later become a Fighting Illini. And so I'm excited for that. I'm excited for the great memories that young people will have. I'm excited for the camaraderie that I think that families can have, and it can be such a big trip to come to our campus. So much has changed since the last time it was here, and I couldn't be more elated for our program, for our community, and for the athletic department, and basically IHSA in terms of the many, many student athletes that are now going to get an opportunity to play in the State Farm Center, live a dream, And I feel very, very blessed that we've got this opportunity right now.
Brad Underwood, Illinois basketball coach. It's interesting, Derek, when he says, you know, you remember it at the Assembly Hall, when it was packed at the Assembly Hall, and this is a guy that's not from Illinois. However, when he coached a long time at Western Illinois, he does have that perspective. So when you hear that, he is somebody that obviously knew a lot about that and knew all about the state tournament and when it used to be in Champaign. So pretty neat to hear him say that.
Yeah, absolutely. He knows how it's been, how it could be again. And I think that Brett, I mean, the Dr. Seuss rhyme there, but Brett brought up a good point of getting an opportunity to see these players. And maybe because of social media, you can watch highlight tapes. There won't be the same kind of itch. But I do think that, and also that's what's different now than back, you know, maybe in the 80s or 90s, is that players are leaving Chicago, leaving the state to go to some prep schools and whatnot. But you would hope that some of those top players would still be there. The state would be full of talent, and you get them here at the State Farm Center. And I think there will be a nice turnout and excitement there. And clearly for Illinois, they'll be opening their doors and trying to show off their program and their facilities.
Josh Whitman spoke on this.
Well, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
I appreciate you carving out a few minutes to spend with us on what is certainly a great day for Champaign-Urbana and an exciting day for those of us here at the University of Illinois. I hope that all who are fans of boys basketball across the state here in our great state of Illinois share our enthusiasm about the tournament coming back here to our local community. Just couldn't be happier and more excited for everyone who had a hand in making this possible, and we really look forward to a great long-term partnership with the IHSA and the high schools across our state. I want to thank Craig. He's just been a tremendous friend and colleague. Appreciated him taking the time to pick up the phone and call me himself this morning with the news. As he said, we've enjoyed a long relationship with the IHSA in a number of different settings, whether it's wrestling or football, and certainly look forward to expanding on that with this this new opportunity that they've been good enough to provide us with. I really, as I told Craig on the phone today, I appreciate the trust and the confidence that he and his leadership group have shown in us. We are committed to providing a once-in-a-lifetime experience to our state's high school students, to their coaches, their families, their fans, and now we it's on us to deliver that. And I know I've got such great confidence in our group here locally that we will not only meet but exceed every expectation. And as Craig said, certainly hats off to the great people of Peoria. They unquestionably have left big shoes to fill. They've set out a very high bar for what this event can be, and we're looking forward to striving with every group that we have here, every colleague and partner to make sure that we not only meet but surpass that bar in the years ahead. There are a lot of people that I need to recognize, and I won't even try and mention them all by name, but certainly special thanks to our local organizing committee led by Jane DeLuce with Visit Champaign County, and Jason Leonard, one of our senior administrators here within the athletic program. This effort has been ongoing now for almost 2 years, with the delay in the vote, and it's been something that Jane has just been an absolute champion, has worked tirelessly with all the various partners involved in developing the bid. We're really fortunate here in Champaign-Urbana to have someone like Jane who cares so genuinely about this community and about the people who live here and the economy. It's really been our pleasure to partner with her on a number of different things, and this is just the most recent example. Jason, as I mentioned, is a senior leader within our athletic program, has been exceptional in carrying this forward, bringing all the different groups to the table and keeping them motivated and moving forward. Can't say enough good things about our team at the State Farm Center, led by Kevin Yulstead, a senior associate athletic director for us, John Marquardt, Brad Swanson. Not only is it one of the great venues in America in which to watch a basketball game, but it also has one of the great teams that is working day in and day out to make it such a special place. And hats off to them and their group. I know that they've put together a strong proposal, and as I said, I've got great confidence that we will deliver on an experience that is really unparalleled in high school basketball. And last, I just want to mention, I think there were so many people who were involved, and I wasn't here at the outset of the project. I was fortunate enough to be here at its conclusion, but as we were entering the planning stages for what would be a massive renovation of then the Assembly Hall, now the State Farm Center, this was a part of that vision, was making sure that we had one of the great basketball venues in all of these United States. And I know that the people who chose to invest in that project, the people who were involved in the day-to-day design and construction of that project, the people who were inconvenienced during those years of construction, all of that was done with an eye toward what that facility could be in bringing this basketball tournament back to the old Assembly Hall, to the now State Farm Center, was a big part of that vision. And so I'd be remiss if I didn't pat each and every person who had a hand in making that project possible, a pat on the back, because it is a fine venue, and we wouldn't be having this conversation today without their engagement and investment. Last thing I'll say, just really, again, this is about all the people from across our community. We brag a lot about the wonderful opportunities we have here in Champaign-Urbana and at the University of Illinois. And one thing in my 20-plus years now that I've been around this community, we've seen time and again, when we have a cause and we have something that gets people excited, people rally here in Champaign-Urbana in a way that I've never seen anywhere else. And I think that this is just yet another example of our community coming together around something that excites them, something that they believe is important. And we are just thrilled to have this incredible event coming back here to Champaign-Urbana, to its original home, to the State Farm Center. And we look forward to a great long-term partnership with IHSA and the high schools across the state. So thanks again, and we're incredibly excited.
That is Josh Whitman, Athletic Director, University of Illinois. You heard from him and Brad Underwood. Also, Brett Behrens talking about it. The IHSA rules, Champaign-Urbana will get the state basketball tournament next year. Hopefully we're playing. Oh, boy. Why did I even say
Let's keep it positive.
I know Derek always looks at me this bad. I wish people could see the bad look I get from Derek when I say that. All right, next hour, we're going to have some fun. Mike Claiborne, he joined Jeremy's show to preview Long Gone Summer. Well, you've seen it now, so we'll talk to Mike about that. May have to reschedule Chris Block at 5:30. He's in some negotiations, but we'll keep you posted. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampaign.com for a free estimate.